off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
$6 in my right nut says we're not landing in Chicago.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along. Captain Dennis and our special guest, Tom Haynes, with us right now. He does a lot of stuff in South Africa, helping out the elephants, rhinos, and the people. And they got a couple planes going over there to help them manage the animal herds and keep poaching at bay. Hopefully, do we even have a time frame when you hope to get those planes over? It just depends on God knows how many different hoops that you have to jump through, I would imagine, right, Tom? What do you think?
Well, you write us the right check today, Greg, and we can have this all underway in the next couple of weeks.
Dennis's credit card is ready.
And, it's actually getting declined.
Oh, it's maxed out already? It's probably on that.
It's from the last airplane I had to buy.
I thought it was for a new one for me, but I digress. That's a whole nother thing. But yeah, it's a good effort. Check out their website, their Elephants, Rhinos, and People, and support a very good cause. It really is amazing work that you guys are doing. But there's been some other hiccups in that part of the world, too, though, when it comes to GA, right? What's going on in South Africa there?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a very vibrant GA community, really, in lots of parts of Africa, but particularly in South Africa and Botswana and Namibia, and they're just, it's hard to get around. And GA is a great way to do it. However, in South Africa, last summer, I guess it was, the head of their equivalent of the FAA, with a stroke of a pen, decided that any engine that hadn't been overhauled in the last 12 years was grounded, and just overnight. Hundreds of GA airplanes were grounded, including ones that are doing a lot of work for various things, whether it's tourism is big down there, moving people around to the lodges and that sort of thing, but also agriculture and flight training and everything.
Oh, what's this all about? What caused this? Did he not like the noise? Is this one of those small airports in California issues where they don't like the planes flying overhead, or was there some other issue?
You know, it's really it's unclear. There is an obscure, service bulletin from Lycoming or Continental that describes, it mentions 12 years, but in the United States, it doesn't apply. There's no requirement to overhaul at 12 years. But like some other, even European countries and particularly some Asian countries, they tend to really adhere very closely to the fine print and a lot of regulations, and they use this as a reason to basically ground all of these engines, supposedly. There's, of course, a lot of speculation about maybe some graft going on, and that if people with the right money changed hands, that perhaps things would change. No proof of that, of course.
Right.
But it's really unclear why it's happened. Some of the pilot groups in South Africa have filed suit, and it's working its way through the courts. But meanwhile, these airplanes remain grounded. And if they've not been overhauled in the last 12 years, you can't fly them.
Wow.
And so we at ERP, would love to have a couple more airplanes, and we'd love to figure out how to get a hold of a couple of 182s or something that are based down there, and maybe get them out of the country and continue flying them, because nothing wrong with them. They just are on the ground because they have not met that 12-year requirement.
Well,
so it's very frustrating.
I'm sure. I mean, but that is something that has to go through the South Africa government to get an exemption to fly a plane out like that has been grounded? Is the process?
Yeah, well, great question.
Or you take the wings off of it and trailer it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some options like that, and sneak it across the border. we'll see. We're trying to, like I said, work through the logistics of how practical that might be, or whether we can get an engine. But the big problem is not only is the cost, but it's also the timeline. I mean, you all know how difficult it's been since COVID to get engine overhauls done in the United States. And it really has not let up. There's a lot of parts that are back ordered, and the supply chain is still a mess. Just trying to to satisfy the U.S. market. And now most of the engines in that part of the world, in Africa, really are overhauled in the United States and are shipped back and forth because there aren't that many overhaul shops, at least in South Africa. Hmm. And so trying to get parts or engines back and forth is just incredibly time-consuming. So right. It's not even just about the money. The places that have the money can't get engines.
Gotcha.
So it's
well, how many aircraft are we talking that are affected by this?
Great question.
You have any idea?
You know, it's got to be thousands. I don't know the exact number.
So but a buyer's market in South Africa right now, if you can figure out a way to get it out of the country. Yep. And yeah, I just load up a big old boat and ship it back to the States and fix them up and fly them back. I don't know. Somebody's maybe, thinking about that.
Or around the corner to Namibia.
Because
they're not affected by it. Same with Botswana.
All right. Yeah. How far of a flight is that? I guess you got a trailer.
Adjoining countries, so it depends on where in South Africa that you are. But like Cape Town is
that would
that
be a bit of a trek.
I don't know, Dennis. What do you think? Could we go over there and get another trainer cheap and figure out a plan? That'd be quite an adventure, wouldn't it?
It could be, especially if you did a little midnight activity at the airport to get it over to Namibia, and then fly it home.
Yeah.
Little nap of the earth stuff up into Botswana or something.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Uh-huh. And that would, I mean, unfortunately, the travel probably offset any savings you get on the aircraft. So it would still be out of our budget, you figure? Or I should say your budget.
I mean, how much is a, for you, it'd have to be first class. I mean, I could probably go with business economy.
Yeah,
but, we'd have to look at the cost of a ticket to South Africa.
Right. Well, at least you got that right, because you are correct.
I don't know how you'd handle the flight home, honestly, being in a Cessna 182.
No, I'd fly I'd fly home first class. I'd let you fly the
But you need the flight time. You get all of the experience you would need. I mean, our next guest, we'll have to ask him what it's like, flying long distances, since he's done it once at least.
maybe so. All right. It still may be a little bit out of our budget. But there's a new project or aircraft that maybe is in the budget.
It's in your budget.
What is this all about, Dennis?
So there is a community within the Lego community that comes up with new ideas. So you've seen these various kits, the special releases, the Death Stars, the Millennium Falcon.
Star Wars stuff.
But there's some there's other community inspired ideas that ultimately get made into kits. And apparently you submit your design, and it gets voted on by the Lego creator community. And currently, there's a Cessna 185 on floats that's in the running for the possibly
the
getting conveyed into
Legos.
A kit. Yeah, and this,
how much will the guy cost, though? You figure?
These kits tend not to be the $20 kit, but they're probably in the $100 to $200 range. But it's
screw that noise!
Extremely animated,
and you got to put it together too. Like a kit plane? No.
But think about it. This could be educational because this guy actually went through the effort to make movable flaps, movable elevator rudder.
I'm past the whole model nonsense. I had someone give me something like that for Christmas, and it's still sitting on my desk to put together.
Well, you know where to send it. I'll play.
That was supposed to take like 20 minutes, and I gave up on that. Sorry, just me. More coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.